Hi, good evening. This is Dr. Roger Murphy, thefibrodoctor.com, author of Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia and Chronic Fatigue Syndrome. Officially in bookstores, finally, the fifth edition has finally made its way to the bookstores, including Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Amazon.com. So I hope you'll pick up your copy. Tonight, I look forward to answering your questions in your quest to feel good again. I know fibromyalgia can be a very difficult journey, and tonight I'm going to have one of my favorite patients that's going to come on tonight and share a little bit about her story. Before I do that, I'd like to encourage you to either email me if you can't get a question in tonight, but certainly do your best if you've got a question. This is the time to ask the questions. You know, it's interesting. Someone asked me the other day, how did I get involved in treating fibromyalgia? And, you know, as I share with them, as I share in my book, I never really set out to become a fibromyalgia specialist. When I got in practice 23 years ago as a chiropractor, I was content to do chiropractic, which was adjusting spines, helping people with low back pain and headaches and carpal tunnel syndrome. But I got more and more interested in nutritional medicine and a thing called functional medicine, which now you're hearing that term quite a bit now. Now that Dr. Oz has picked up the bandwagon and started promoting functional medicine. But 23 years ago, when I got interested in functional medicine, I started sharing these different nutritional protocols and testing procedures with my patients, and I found that by doing that, I was helping people not only with neck pain and low back pain, but helping people with yeast overgrowth and depression and fatigue, adrenal fatigue, and all sorts of things. And that slowly led me to change my practice, and eventually I started seeing fibromyalgia patients. Now, back in 14 years ago, when I really started working with fibromyalgia patients, no one really knew much about fibromyalgia, and I didn't either. But I was determined I was going to learn everything I could, and that led me to start an integrative practice, where at one time I had a very large medical practice on the campus of Brookwood Hospital here in Birmingham, Alabama, and I had four medical doctors who worked with me, as well as a large staff of nurses and LPNs and massage therapists and acupuncturists and all sorts of folks. And we did integrated medicine. We combined judicious use of prescription drugs, tried to use as few of those as we could, as well as nutritional therapies. And that practice grew, got quite large, and then I got a little disenchanted with that whole model. And so about 10 years now, I guess it was about 10 years ago when my first book on fibromyalgia came out, I sold my practice and went out solo. And so now, over the last 10 years, what's happened is I have been able to work with patients all over the world now. In fact, my practice is now about 90% phone consults. And the way that works is patients contact me. They either come to my clinic in Birmingham, Alabama, or they decide they'd rather do a phone consult. To do that, they send in and fill out and send in their paperwork, and I go through their health history with them by phone or in the clinic. And then based on that, I decide what particular labs they need ordered. And as many of you know, most people, and probably yourself included, have been to numerous doctors, and they all say that all your blood work looks normal, and, you know, here's another drug to cover up the symptoms. Well, in functional medicine, what we're looking at is how well or how poorly things are functioning, whereas in traditional medicine, they may do a test to see how if you have a pathology, a disease, and we certainly want to know that, and I do that type of blood work. But I also go a step further, because when you're a medical misfit with fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue syndrome, you don't fit in the traditional medical model, and you need specific testing done to really help uncover some of these mysteries that haven't been solved, and why you can't sleep, why you don't have any energy, why when a storm front moves in, you have a flare-up, all the things that go with fibromyalgia. And by being able to write a prescription and then set up the blood work to be done in the patient's hometown, whether that's in California or that's in Spain. By being able to do that, patients are then able to work with me by phone or by Skype. So I really feel blessed. And one of the patients that helped, it's been a couple of years now, is actually on the back cover of my fifth edition book that just came out. And she, on the back cover, they've got it listed as Jenny. But actually, Jenna, are you on the line?
I sure am.
Thank you so much for giving up your precious time to come on and share your story with me. Yeah, so and I'm sure you've seen the book. And
yes, I have.
And we should have sent you a copy. Should have got one of the first copies. But you're on the back cover, and then your testimony is pages 16 through 18 in here. And so can you share a little bit about your story? One of the things that I run into is patients feel like, because they've been to so many different doctors who I think really leave them with the impression there's really nothing left for them to do with fibromyalgia other than just accept it. In fact, there's books written out there that tell people how to cope with fibromyalgia. And my intention with this new fifth edition was to let people know you can beat fibromyalgia. Now that doesn't mean you ever cure it, because it's always going to be there if you don't take care of yourself. But you definitely can get your life back. So, Janet, tell me, first of all, how did you find out about my clinic?
Well, you know, I had been really sick for a long time, and like you talked about, Dr. Murphy, I had gone to my family doctor, who just looked at me and smiled and said, there's nothing wrong with me. And I had been to my rheumatologist and really just finally decided I was going to take control of my own health and start doing some research online. So I really looked online at a lot of different things, but that's when your videos came up to do with chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. And so I started watching your videos. And that's when I decided to contact you, was by watching your videos.
And now, so these doctors that you've been to, I know your history very well. They basically told you all your blood work looked normal, and they didn't really know why you felt like you did, but you knew something was wrong, right?
I did. You know, I had suffered for probably about 7 years before, and I would go to doctor after doctor and say, you know, I am just so tired all the time. I am so fatigued. And it was more than just I'm tired because I've been busy.
Right.
But they
right.
would say things like, well, you're a busy mom. You know, you've got kids. You know, you're tired when you're but it just got to the point where it just kept getting worse and worse and worse. And so finally, in October of 2011, I became deathly ill, and to the point where I was in bed for a couple months. I just could not recover. I was totally bedridden. I was just very sick, and that really, it scared me. It got me to the point thinking, okay, I was 52 years old. I thought, I don't want to be like this the rest of my life. I mean, I'm not young, but I'm certainly not old either. And I wanted to be able to, you know, be healthy, to see my kids get married, to have grandkids. And so it just never would get better. I would lay in bed. I mean, I could maybe get up. As I started to get better, I could maybe get up an hour at a time. And then I just would have to go back to bed again. I could not have any energy, and the least little thing I did expended all my energy, and I would end up back in bed again. And so that's what really led me to do research. I you know, partly out of thinking, oh my goodness, you know, I don't want to live like this the rest of my life, and just wanting to do something, you know, to help things. And so that's when I started really doing some research online. I started doing some things on my own. But I knew that I wanted to do things naturally. I know that there is a time and a place for traditional medicine, and that you need
sure.
that. However, I've always been a person who wanted to do things naturally. I did end up going to my rheumatologist, who, again, I think just because they don't know what to diagnose you with, she did all the tests for arthritis. Arthritis runs in my family a lot. And she said, no, I don't see anything that you should be concerned about as far as arthritis. So she's the one that just said, you know, I think it must be fibromyalgia. So they just kind of stick you in that pool. She wanted to put me on Cymbalta, and I was, again, refused. I said, no, you know, I didn't want to be on anything, you know, that could contribute more to causing me other issues on top of what I already had. And so, like I say, that's when I really started looking into other things and came across your videos online, Dr. Murphy. And that's when, you know, we set up an appointment. I talked to my husband, and I said, let's just, you know, set up an appointment to do a consult with you, and we did. And so, you know, I'm a firm believer in God, and I know God can heal us, but I also know God can use very talented doctors like Dr. Murphy as well. And so I just prayed, Lord, please lead me and direct me to the right person. And so that's when I came across you online and just really felt confirmation in my heart that that was the right way to go. And so that's when I started your program.
Well, so it took a lot of courage. I think it takes a lot of courage to interact with somebody, a doctor that you really had never met, and you do it by phone. And you're obviously very proactive. I think anybody can hear that just from your, you know, what little you've shared with us. But what obviously you were in a bad place, but something, you know, something got you to where you said, okay, I've got to get over any kind of fear that I have and do this by phone if I have to do it. What was the visit that we had, what was your impression as we talked and I went through your health history? What was your impression as we went through that consult?
Well, one thing that impressed me is the fact that you were looking closer at blood work than any doctor I had ever had. You were looking at things that other doctors did not look at. The other thing that impressed me is when I talked to your secretary, she said, you know what, Dr. Murphy doesn't take patients unless he really thinks he can help them. And that impressed me because I thought, you know, there's a lot of other doctors out there that just want to take patients just for money or for other reasons, you know. And so she said, you know, if he does not think he can help you, he won't take you on as a patient.
Yeah.
And that impressed me as well.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it just made me put my mind at ease that, okay, you know, and it was a step of faith for me. It really was.
Yeah,
but again, I had just prayed and I just felt, okay, the Lord led me to you, and I just had to step out in faith. And the thing of it is, sometimes when you are so sick, you don't even have the energy to think about doing right things for yourself. But, you know, I just encourage you to take a step somewhere. Do something, you know, even if it's something small, do something. Your health is so worth it. And it's easy to get in and think, well, I'm never going to feel better, because you get in that mode and then you just continue to spiral downward and think, you know, this is how I'm going to feel the rest of my life. I was there. But, you know, you have to think more positive and think, you know, is this where you want to be? And if it's not, you have to take control of your health. And your health affects everything you do in your whole life. It affects, you know, everything you do. So it is important. You're worth it. You know, you are worth any step that you take to be able to get better and to be able to take steps towards improving your health.
Yeah. And you really, one of the things that really convinced me that I was going to be able to help you was the fact that you weren't taking a lot of medications.
Correct.
And that makes it a lot easier for me. Now, the thing that made me a little hesitant, looking back on our first consult a couple of years ago, was that I knew you weren't really a fibromyalgia patient. You had a lot of characteristics of fibro, but really you had more characteristics of a chronic fatigue syndrome patient, which typically they are harder to treat. But in your case, you did everything I asked, and, I mean, you responded, you know, rather quickly, I thought, from where you were. And I think a lot of that has to do probably with your faith and just being proactive. But, you know, we found the low adrenal function. We found the thyroid issue that hadn't been properly diagnosed. And again, you did everything that I asked. And you did the anti-inflammatory weight loss diet and lost quite a bit of weight on that program.
I did. Yes, I did. You know, I had lost about 20 pounds just from being sick. But then towards, I know you wouldn't allow me to go on the diet until I started really kind of getting my health under control to begin
right,
with
right.
because you didn't want any more unneeded stress on my body. But yes, and so I did go on your diet program as well and lost another 40 pounds. And I think that was really key as well in helping with the inflammatory issues that I was having. And, you know, of course, losing that weight overall, I think, is just healthier too. But, yes, I certainly did go through that whole program.
Did you find the diet hard? Did you have a hard time with the diet? What did you think about the diet?
I guess I didn't, just because I was so determined. And I guess that's the other
thing
I was going to say. I was, as sick as I was willing to do anything. If you would have told me to stand on my head, I think I would have done it, just because I did not want to stay where I was at.
Yeah.
And so I was going to follow whatever you said to do, because I thought if I don't, then I have myself to blame. You know, if I have a doctor that I'm working with, if I'm investing in this, not only, you know, time-wise, health-wise, but financially, that I was going to do. And so the diet, I did not find it to be hard. There were a couple times you had to make a few little adjustments for me because I needed a little more protein or things like that in doing the diet. But actually, I just did another round of the diet after the new year because I had put a few unwanted Christmas pounds on. And so I don't find it hard, I guess, because I just am determined to stay healthy. And once you see the difference between feeling good and not feeling good, and you get back to feeling good again, you never want to go back to where you were.
Right. Now, how that 40 pounds that you lost, what time frame, how long did it take you to lose that weight?
I think I did two rounds. Yes, I believe it took two rounds. So I lost about 20 pounds per round, and I took, you know, it's like 6 weeks in between that you take off. So by the time you do the diet itself, it's 6 weeks, and then you do three, so it's like 9 weeks, and then I took 6 weeks off and then did the 9 weeks again away. So, yeah.
And now, you've kept most of that weight off, except for
I have. I just, like I say, decided at Christmas time I had put on a few more, and I thought, you know, I just don't want to go back there again, and so I just finished another round of it. I'm still in the maintenance section of it, but I want to make sure I maintain that and learn to really maintain that, because again, it's another place I don't want to go back to.
No. And you're really an outdoor person. I mean, you like to be outdoors, active, and that had really been taken away from you, hadn't it?
It had. Yes. I love to hike. We live in Colorado, and so we frequently go to the mountains. I have a Siberian Husky who's also a therapy dog, but she's very active, and I walk her every day. And so I am a very active outdoors person, and that was another motivator for me, because I thought, you know, I don't want to be where I can't do those things that I love to do at, you know, this early on in my life. So.
Mm-hmm. Now, how long has it been since we first worked together?
I believe it's been, I'm trying to think, probably since January of 2012 is when I, or shortly thereafter, the spring of 2012.
I was thinking it was about 2 years.
Yeah,
and,
because I believe, you know, it was that was right after I had talked to my rheumatologist, and then it was probably a month or two later that I got in touch with you.
Mm-hmm. And of course, I don't want people to get the wrong idea, because you've done great. And now recently you've had a little fall off, and we've talked here recently, making some adjustments in your supplements taking for thyroid and adrenals. But for the most part, you've done great. Now, that's not to say that once you put it in the closet, you don't have to take care of yourself, which I know you eat right, you exercise, now that you can exercise again. You continue to take the supplements. You do everything you know you need to do to stay healthy. But for the most part, you've been able to go into remission and stay into remission.
Yes, you know, that's true. And I think probably the biggest thing I've had to learn, Dr. Murphy, is setting boundaries for myself. And that's been a challenge. I am a personality that loves to give, loves to serve. But I can do that to the detriment of my own health sometimes. And so I've had to really learn to listen to my body and pull back. And if I'm tired, I have to rest, and I have to say no. I've had to say no a lot more in the last few years than I ever have in my life. But that's been a good thing for me to have to learn. But it's been very difficult because I am a person that likes to do for others. And so I think that's, you know, huge in setting those boundaries, because you do, you get to feeling really good and you think, well, maybe I don't have this anymore. And then you start overdoing, and your body reminds you in a real hurry that, yeah, you still do have this, and you need to really be careful, and you do need to set those boundaries.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm so proud of you. I mean, I'm just, you know, every time we don't talk very often because we don't need to, thank goodness.
That's
but every
right.
time I talk to you, I always leave the conversation thinking how proud I am, and I know how hard you had to work to get where you are, but you were willing to do so, and you got your life back. In closing, is there anything you'd like to share in closing?
Well, I just would say to all of you listening in to, you know, again, you are worth every step that it takes to get to feeling better. And I just encourage you to take those steps, whatever they are, whether it's contacting Dr. Murphy, whether it's doing some research on your own, whether it's having to change your diet. I ended up having to go totally gluten-free, and I think I actually did that even before I had contacted Dr. Murphy. But, you know, sometimes when you're looking at those things, it can seem so overwhelming when you are sick. But I just encourage you to do whatever it takes, even if it's small steps, it's something. So, you know, do something towards your health. Again, you know, your family depends on you, your kids, you know, if you're married, your spouse depends on you, and your grandkids if you're a grandparent, and you are worth the investment in every way, whether it's your health, whether it's financially, whatever. But just do whatever it takes to get to feeling better, because you can get to feeling better. Believe me, from where I was to where I am today, I am so grateful to the Lord and to Dr. Murphy for helping me through that. So I encourage you to do the same.
Janet, thank you so much.